Working together in keeping our producers informed. I'm Keith Lundberg with your Farm News Update. Dwayne Staitler is the president of the National Pork Producers Council. He's also a farmer producer himself from Macomb, Ohio. And he said one thing about the government shutdown is they continue to keep our producers informed about some of the reporting going on within the livestock industry.
We're delighted that the USDA's plan for an intermittent shutdown appears to keep the livestock mandatory reporting available in the days ahead. So the LMR ensures that our producers have reliable market and market information for not only for us, but cattle and everything. So we are pleased that they are going to keep that running from what we are informed right now through this shutdown.
With all the happenings going on in Washington, we have not heard much about the farm bill. But Staitler said we do need to get a farm bill done and completed.
Yes, we do need to get a farm bill done. And our biggest thing in the farm bill is the Prop 12. As you probably have reported lately in the news, that the Triumph has set forth another lawsuit against Prop 12 following the poultry people as far as in inspection services, and it's fairly regulated. Even though Triumph has Prop 12 compliant pigs, you can see that the industry realizes what we as a board realized 6 years ago when we took this up to the Supreme Court, that we cannot have this patchwork of stuff between states. And if we get any more of them like this, it's going to be a detriment because it just means a whole lot of segregation at packing plants and wholesale markets and retail spaces. We just have got to get a fix to this.
And he pointed out, if we cannot get this stopped within the pork industry, what stops them from jumping into the other industries? The grain, corn, soybeans, wheat, and even the cattle industry. With your Farm News Updates, I'm Keith Lundberg.